Time now for your letters. Last week, Lauren Summer reported on the declining population of northern spotted owls. Because barred owls are taking over their territory. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to eliminate the barred owls by shooting them. Richard Llewellyn of Boise, Idaho writes, "Politics often takes precedence over science during the establishment of recovery plans. Administrators typically select the option that carries the least political risk. Even if our scientific models were perfect, their implementation follows the old adage that I learned as a forester. Measure it with a caliper, mark it with a piece of chalk, and cut it down with a chainsaw." Plenty of listeners raised a glass to our story about cocktail culture, which is the subject of a show at the Rhode Island School of Design's Museum of Art.
Say, how many drinks have you had?
This will make 6 martinis.
All right. Will you bring me 5 more martinis?
A lot of you swooned over the dresses, thank you, in the exhibit and reminisced about a more relaxed, sophisticated era. Michael DeFani posted this at NPR.org. A scene in The Shining, 1979, with the Jack Nicholson character walking through a 1920s setting to sit down and order a drink from Lloyd, captures somewhat the ambience of the drinking era. There are few bars left that have that elegance. Finally, we heard from fans of the pressure cooker after we aired Lara Pellegrinelli's story about why that kitchen device just might make a comeback. Holly Chase and Skip Lombardi posted this. 3 cheers for this misunderstood and underused member of the kitchen armament. In most of our own pressure cooking, the stove burner is on for fewer than 15 minutes, and we do no more than bring our cooker up to pressure before we turn it off to leave our food to finish cooking with residual heat and listen to our favorite radio shows, no doubt. Whether we leave you hot or cold, we do want to hear from you. You can visit NPR.org and click on the link that says Contact Us. And you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at NPR Weekend.